Charles Bukey and the CZZ planning firm aren't strangers to Park City. They've consulted here on a variety of topics. Now, according to Karen Beck Pooley of the group, they're in town to help council consider how the community wants to respond to the affordable housing challenge and how it moves forward with creative solutions.
We looked at, you know, how the market was doing creating affordable housing, how the city was doing creating affordable housing for households at different income levels. And then we also looked at what was happening with currently affordable housing as it was sold, if it remained affordable or if it sold to a different kind of buyer and therefore, you know, you lost an affordable unit in that transaction.
The city's programs are doing well for the lower income spectrum, she says, but not for middle income levels.
We're not reaching households more in the middle, and neither was the market. And the Charles thinking outside the box sort of comes in to say, well, what are the whole range of things that might be done to better provide housing for households in the middle, if in fact that's a goal that the city has, to maintain or even grow its number of year-round middle income households who live locally?
She says it all depends on the goals of which income levels the city chooses to serve.
If, in fact, the local economy is either producing jobs at the bottom or seasonal housing at the top, then the question becomes, is that the community that residents of Park City are comfortable seeing this town become in the future? And there had been talk in prior visioning sessions that it was very important that Park City remained, to a certain degree, a year-round community with households at all levels of the income spectrum.
Professors Susan Wachter and Dick Voith are from the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. They're also in town entering the conversation about housing in Park City because, says Wachter, they're interested in the significant housing challenges facing the town.
The challenge that Park City faces is not unusual. It's a challenge of affordability. It's a national challenge, but in some ways this is a problem on steroids right here and now. And having middle-income folks, families, sort of stabilizes, creates a community, if you will. But if the housing's not there for that key part of the community, then there will be a gap. You need very thoughtful, imaginative solutions to problems of affordability that are this extreme. They really are quite extreme.
Professor Voith says Park City is in the fortunate position of being able to solve the housing challenges with resources. Resources, he says, that in large part are contributed by a wealthy tax base.
They come here and they pay high prices, high taxes, and they deliver you the fiscal resources that you need to address a myriad of issues. You can create a nice, environmentally sustainable community. You can use some of those resources to acquire and maintain through a variety of mechanisms land that can be regulated and dedicated. And those are tough words in the current political environment sometimes now, but can be dedicated to folks of particular income levels. And you can manage that because you have the resources.
They see that happening when middle-income homeowners sell their middle-priced homes. The demographic changes.
The hope would be that one middle-income family would sell to the next middle-income family. But what we saw when those homes were going on the market is they weren't. Instead, just what everyone else was talking about, they're getting purchased by different kinds of owners, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but which is reducing the number of homes that are owned by middle-income families. That's why you're seeing those numbers of families decline. And so then it becomes how to think about that transaction in a way that ensures that one middle-income family can sell to the next, so that you're at least not losing ground.
That's Karen Beck Pooley along with Professors Dick Voith and Susan Wachter from the Wharton School. Creating affordable and attainable housing, they say, may indeed jeopardize what attracts a wealthy tax base to the town. But if a goal is to keep a middle class, you have to balance those priorities while keeping the town's values of small town and natural setting in mind. Council meets Thursday for the presentation from this group at 3:20 in City Council Chambers of the Marsac Building. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.